You know how sometimes you look at something totally normal, something you see all the time, and suddenly you get this little itch, this thought like, hang on, is there
Yes.
something more going on here? Well, that's exactly where we're headed today. Because you sent over some, frankly, weird stuff about a character everyone knows.
Yeah.
Super simple, right? That little mouthless cat.
Hello, Kitty. Yeah. Came out of Japan, 1974, Sanrio. You see her everywhere. A global icon, really.
Exactly, she's everywhere.
And it seems kind of, well, almost silly to think there could be hidden depths to something so, straightforward.
Right, but what if that simplicity, that very blankness, is actually hiding something? Well, unexpected. You found these claims, didn't you? The sort of the darker corners of the web.
Yeah, obscure forums, places where people talk about supposedly leaked documents, whispers, really.
WikiLeaks documents
Yeah.
about Hello Kitty.
That's the claim. And these documents, well, if you believe them, they suggest her creation wasn't just about selling cute stuff.
Okay, so what was it about then?
They proposed this idea that it was tied into some kind of secret psychological experiment, something connected to ancient Eastern mysticism and symbolism.
Whoa, okay. Mysticism. In Hello Kitty.
Sounds wild, I know. But the idea put forward is that it wasn't just marketing. It was about tapping into something deeper in people, something subconscious.
Right, let's unpack that. This occult symbolism idea.
Yeah.
The documents you mentioned point to specific design choices, right?
They do. Things like the rounded head shape, those big, kind of vacant
And
eyes.
the really obvious one, no mouth at all.
Exactly. And according to these theories, that's not just cute, it's deliberate, it's meant to have meaning.
What kind of meaning?
Well, the theory goes that these elements are designed to like resonate subconsciously. The face, the proportions, the documents apparently use the term hypnotic symmetry.
Hypnotic symmetry.
Yeah, like the kind of visual balance you see in, say, mandalas, things used in some traditions to focus the mind, maybe induce a calmer state, or even make you more suggestible.
Suggestible. Okay. And the eyes, those big staring eyes.
They could act as a focal point, maybe. Drawing you in, getting you to lower your critical guard a bit. That's speculation, anyway.
And the silence, the missing mouth, is just so striking when you think about it. These claims say it represents silence itself.
Right, like a blank slate. A void where you project your feelings onto her. The idea is she's not speaking to you, she's there for you to project onto, and maybe, just maybe, absorb something back.
Absorb something. Okay, that sounds a bit unnerving.
Well, it ties into this bigger theory mentioned in the documents, manipulating the collective unconscious.
Collective unconscious. Like Jungian ideas.
Sort of along those lines, yeah. The argument presented is that if you weave these symbols into an image that's everywhere, loved by millions, you could subtly influence shared feelings, maybe even beliefs over time.
A slow burn kind of influence.
Exactly. Playing on basic human psychology archetypes, that sort of thing. It's framed as very subtle, very long term.
Okay, this is already pretty out there, but then it
Yeah.
gets darker, right? These supposed documents talk about internal testing at Sanrio.
Yeah, this is where it gets particularly unsettling. There's a specific incident mentioned, reportedly from 1999. A former employee supposedly leaked information.
Leaked what?
Claims about internal studies involving kids interacting with Hello Kitty products. And apparently, some really strange patterns started showing up.
Strange how.
The claim is, children started showing this really intense emotional dependency on the character, way beyond just liking a toy.
Okay, intense dependency.
But it gets weirder. Some kids apparently reported hearing voices while playing with the Hello Kitty stuff.
Hearing voices, seriously, not like imaginary friends.
According to the whistleblower's alleged account, no. It was described as distinct voices, actual auditory things, and it apparently caused a lot of concern internally.
I should think so.
I will.
So what happened? Did they investigate?
Well, the story goes that instead of a proper investigation, the reports were hushed up, suppressed.
Of course they were. And the
Yeah.
employee, the whistleblower.
This is the really shadowy part. Reportedly, they vanished, disappeared soon after raising the alarm.
Vanished. What, like, just gone.
The official story supposedly was depression, but the file was sealed, which, just adds to the whole mystery and suspicion around it.
Sealed file, missing employee. Kids hearing voices. This paints a pretty grim picture, if any of it is true.
If you connect those dots, the alleged symbolic design meant for psychological influence,
Yeah.
these really troubling reports about kids' experiences, and then a whistleblower disappearing. It definitely raises questions, big ones.
Yeah, questions about what might be going on behind the cute facade. Hidden agendas, maybe?
It pushes you to consider that possibility, certainly. Could this global symbol of innocence, this simple cat face, actually be masking something calculated, something sinister?
That placid expression, or lack of expression, could it really hide unsettling intentions?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to take in.
So just to recap what we've looked at today, based on these claims you brought forward, we've got the alleged occult symbolism in the design.
Right. The head, the eyes, the lack of mouth, this hypnotic symmetry idea.
Uh-huh. And the theory that this was all part of a deliberate, long-game attempt at mass psychological influence.
Then those really chilling reports from 99. The kid's intense dependency. The claims about hearing voices.
And, of course, the employee who flagged it and then disappeared under questionable circumstances.
Yeah, it's quite a narrative.
But we absolutely have to stress, and even the sources kind of nod to this, we're dealing with unverified claims here. Narrative analysis. These alleged documents from obscure corners of the internet, there's no solid proof.
Right. It's fascinating, maybe deeply unsettling to think about, but it's speculative, based on whispers and maybe some leaked fragments, if they're even real.
Exactly. So the actual truth behind Hello Kitty's origins, it's likely to stay murky, hidden. We just don't know for sure.
True. The real intentions might just be lost to time or corporate secrecy, or maybe it was all innocent to begin with.
But this whole deep dive does leave you thinking, doesn't it, about symbols?
Yeah. How powerful simple images can be, things we see every single day and never question.
Could there be hidden layers, unspoken intentions, tucked away inside things we think are completely harmless, mundane even?
Makes you wonder. What else is out there sitting right in front of us that might have unseen depths? Unanswered questions just lurking beneath the ordinary surface. So that'd chew on, definitely.